If filmmakers wanted to make movies during the pandemic, especially low-budget independent comedies, it helped if their story was self-contained. Biosphere is self-contained, just two actors and a single setting. But critic Bob Mondello says that doesn't keep the film from being about grand themes, including the end of the world as we know it.
Two childhood friends jogging inside a geodesic dome, roughly the size of a large one-bedroom apartment, talking the complexities of Super Mario Brothers.
Some would argue that Mario is the maybe more attractive one.
No, they had the same face.
What? No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. Luigi was literally the same guy, just a different color.
These guys are, as you might have guessed, really talking about themselves.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. It's not the point.
Okay, then, Billy, what is your point?
I'm sorry, you got somewhere you need to be right now?
No, man, I'm just on pins and needles, honestly.
Billy, played by Mark Duplass, sees himself as Mario, the guy in charge.
Someone is still the face of the operation.
Okay. And in fairness, Billy was, or maybe still is, the president of the United States. His pal Ray, played by Sterling K. Brown, would be in Billy's read of the metaphor.
What, the sidekick?
No, man, I was going to say, like, that's secret sauce.
You mean like the man behind the curtain?
Yes, the man behind the curtain, President Billy's fixer. But there was something Ray evidently couldn't fix, because they are now, after some unspecified worldwide catastrophe apparently caused by Billy, the last two men on Earth. The world outside the dome is pitch black. The mood inside is, under the circumstances, comparatively sunny.
You showed them, didn't you?
That's not funny.
It's a little funny.
It's not that funny. It kind of hurts my feelings. Oh!
You gonna try to take me out too? Oh, you never survived.
Ray has stocked the dome with food as well as entertainment, Kiss of the Spider-Woman, Lethal Weapon 2, and he's rigged up a closed system of air and water filtration. A few fish in a pool are the linchpin that keeps it all operating, which is great until one of the fish dies.
Another one? What is that, two left now? Should we be worried?
It'll be okay.
Okay, good, because on the bright side, I'm really hoping this means we can have fish tonight.
Director and co-writer Mel Eslin has crafted the story as a mostly comic look at masculinity, adaptability, and straight male relationships under stress. Nothing in the script, which was co-written by Duplass, is off-topic. Not the video games, nor the buddy flicks on the shelves, nor even the names of the fish.
Which one is it, by the way?
Which all come from TV's Cheers.
Sam.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, let me get dinner ready.
Yeah. Diane, what are you going to do without your Sam?
Less fleshed out is the cataclysm that's brought the world to this place. Nuclear? Ecological? It's not clear. Also not relevant to the questions the film is raising about social and personal evolution.
Don't give me that face. I know you know what I'm talking about. You withhold info from me.
It's called protecting.
Questions that have some urgency with just two men and two fish left.
Because you are super touchy, Billy, and you freak out.
I do not freak out!
There are plot strands I should not spoil, and debates about the bro-iness of world destruction that are better left to viewers than to reviewers. Suffice it to say that Billy clings, as do the filmmakers, to Ray's insistence that in a pinch, nature adapts.
Life finds a way.
You didn't just quote Jurassic Park, did you?
I mean, I think somebody else said it first.
Well,
you know
then,
what I mean.
Son, if that's what it takes for
Waiting
you
for Godot, Biosphere isn't. Just an engaging two-hander for a couple of performers and a director who seem perfectly content to leave you rolling your eyes as long as you're also chuckling. I'm Bob Mondello.